take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile. Come on, that is terrible.
ABC News, I'm M. Nguyen. Authorities in Baltimore are now offering an $8,000 reward for information after 30 people were shot early Sunday. Two died, and Mayor Brandon Scott says,
"We're going to be here until we find them, until we hold them accountable, until they are held accountable for the actions that they took, because we cannot rest until they do so."
14 of the victims were under 18. 60 million people are under heat advisories across the country, and severe weather could impact holiday air travel, with more busy air travel expected. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will travel to China later this week. She'll be the latest Biden cabinet official to visit China in an ongoing bid to reduce tensions. Over 2,000 Israeli troops raided the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank. At least 8 Palestinians have been killed in the ongoing operation. More than 150 people were arrested on the sixth night of demonstrations across France. This is ABC News. The best possible update to a missing persons case that's gone unsolved for 8 years.
It was March 2015 when then 17-year-old Rudy Farias of Houston took his dogs for a walk and never returned home. The teenager had been diagnosed with depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder, and his mother, Romy, was desperate.
Someone out there knows something. Anything.
Farias, now 25, was discovered unconscious outside a church over the weekend. He's hospitalized, suffering what appears to be years of abuse. But his mother is overjoyed that he's been found. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Most of the massive wildfires in Quebec that sent plumes of smoke over the U.S. have been declared under control. Rain forecast for the area is expected to help firefighters battle the flames. Only 3 of the remaining fires remain out of control. The fires have burned more than 1 million acres of land. 150 firefighters from South Korea are expected to arrive tomorrow. Nguyen, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. In northeast Wisconsin,
a large number of recent crashes on Highway 172 has the attention of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. According to the Green Bay Press-Gazette, there were 17 crashes in 16 days for the period ending June 28th. The crashes took place on the stretch between I-43 and I-41. The Wisconsin DOT is asking drivers, especially on a high-traffic holiday weekend, to be aware of other drivers and road workers, adding that even a minor crash can turn 172 into a parking lot. A DOT spokesperson also wanted to remind drivers to put down their phones and that phone usage in a work zone is illegal. Two popular Door County beaches were closed this past weekend due to health risks. The Door County Public Health Department said Friday morning that beaches in Frank Murphy County Park and Newport State Park were closed due to high bacteria counts. Officials said the beaches would be closed until further notice. Hichwaba, Civic Media News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My next guest is none other than Mr. Clarence Mason Weaver. He is an author, and amongst other things. Though there may be questions these days surrounding the importance of the Republican Party, amidst critics and Democrats, one shouldn't overlook their significance when it comes to history. Back in 1854, the Republican Party, made up of white men, worked alongside the President Abraham Lincoln to convince those in Congress to end slavery, thus providing black men full citizenship. The radical Republicans, as they were deemed at the time, paved the way for history. Even though history has been rough on black Americans since, namely the 50s and 60s and a rough period of segregation, it's easy for some to brush off the actions of the Republican Party, especially in this day and age. Mason Weaver, a social critic and former advisor to former President Donald Trump, is here now to discuss this topic further. Weaver runs the website Leave the Plantation, and is also the author of such books as The Rope, A New Perspective of Freedom and Success, and Tribalism, The Truth Between Lies. His experience and expertise on this topic will certainly be useful. With that backdrop, I say good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I appreciate it.
Let me ask you, where are you originally from?
I was born in St. Louis. When I was 11 years old, my mother decided that the school system there wasn't good enough for me. They had me in a slow learning class. Every black person in my neighborhood was a slow learner. My mother thought that since I was a fast learner at home, she would move me out of St. Louis to the country. And I was down in the woods for turn 18. I joined the Navy the same
What part of the country, sir?
Missouri.
Oh, Missouri, okay.
I moved out into the Ozarks.
Okay.
From St. Louis to the Ozarks, out in the country. And I joined the Navy the same day that the king was murdered. I ended up in San Diego after I left Vietnam, and a white racist shipmate looked me in the eye. And he was a Klans member. He looked me in the eye, and he dropped 2,800 pounds of steel on me, trying to kill me. And I looked him in the face when he did it. And for a long time, I hated everyone that looked like him. I'm permanently disabled. I had to recover, and I had to achieve success without any help.
So let me ask you, because clearly you are a Republican, right?
Clearly.
So, and you and I are from the same age demographic, from the same time in history. And you clearly want us to understand, people in this country, that it was the Republicans that freed the slaves. Is it safe to say that?
Yes. It was the Republican Party founded on 9 platforms, and 6 of those platforms said, if you give us power, we're going to end slavery.
Okay. So is the Republican Party of today, is not the Republican Party?
So what? Republican Party of the day, there's no slaves to be freed. But the Republican Party of the day is for prosperity, for equal rights. They founded every black college I can discover. They've always been against discrimination. I don't understand the difference. Well, the Democratic Party owns every ghetto in America.
So, sir, you say the Republican Party is against discrimination. And back that up.
Name me a bill passed by any Republican Congress that allowed segregation or discrimination. The Democratic Party was the party of the poll tax, the party of separate but equal, the party of black and white restrooms. They were the party
what
of
we're
that.
Sir, we're talking about today. You know, when
today,
you...
There's no...
Go ahead.
The history. The history. The history. There is no discrimination today is on your gender or your identified sexuality. The Republican Party is for prosperity. There is no laws passed by Republicans discriminating against who you are.
So does discrimination based on color and nationality, does that exist at all today?
Sure.
Okay. And so it is your belief that that does not come from the Republican Party or Republican Party as opposed to all of that?
Can you name me an instance? Can you give me an example of what's coming from Republicans?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Can you give me an example of it coming from Republicans?
Well, I can tell you this. Again, I live in the state of Wisconsin. And when Scott Walker was the governor here, he and many other conservatives who controlled this state for the better part of 15 to 20 years made it almost impossible for people of color in the city of Milwaukee.
Give me an example. I don't know. Give me the bill. Give me the legislation.
Everything does not have to be based on whether legislation.
We said discrimination, sir. That's discrimination. It has to be by legislation.
No, it doesn't. So for you're telling me, that the only way somebody can discriminate against a person is through legislation. Well,
it's legal for you as a man not to want to rent a house to me because of my color. That should be legal. But we fought for civil rights, the government right. I want the government out of my back. I didn't care if my neighbor liked me or not. I didn't care if the store wanted to give me. You know, I've talked to Clarence Henderson, the lunch counter guy at Walgreens. He said he didn't picket that store. He didn't sit at that lunch counter to get a doggone sandwich. He didn't care that likes him or not. He picked it because he wanted to own his own restaurant. And you couldn't do that because of civil government regulations, government restrictions on us. I don't care.
Let me say this to you, sir. So you were around during the 60s, during the civil rights struggle, Dr. King, and all of those things. And if I'm to believe what you are saying, then what Dr. King and what took place in the 60s and that fight for civil rights was not necessary because those things really didn't exist.
I don't know what you're saying, sir, but actually the civil rights movement of Dr. King and every action of the civil rights era in the 60s, every action was against Democrats. You can name me one march or protest or demonstration or sit-in or boycott against Republicans.
No, my point is what you're talking about.
Do you understand my point?
I certainly understand your point. I'm talking today. If I listen
you brought up civil rights era in the 60s. I didn't bring that up. So I went back there and addressed that for you. We're going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about today. They own every ghetto in America. every city you saw a riot came out of a Democrat city, a Democrat-controlled district.
Listen. So as a black man, I'm trying to understand your thought process that riots have only taken place where Democratic mayors are located, and even though there's been injustice that has created an atmosphere that brought riots into existence.
Maybe.
Well, people certainly didn't riot based on the fact that they just wanted to riot for fun.
Brother, my friend, I was in Ferguson. I was right outside of Ferguson when Michael Brown was killed. All the hotels around Ferguson were full. You could not get a rental car out the St. Louis airport because there were so many people coming in town to riot, coming in town to protest.
Listen, sir. They didn't come in town to riot. Listen, so.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
So how do you know?
You know that.
Sir.
Thank you.
Sir.
Yeah, good question.
Sir.
Let me answer it for you.
No. Sir. How can you
answer? Okay.
No, I'm gonna give you a chance to answer. But you tell me what I can't prove. And I'm saying to you, you made a statement.
I'm gonna give you the facts.
Okay, well you can't give me a fact that said that most of the people who came into Ferguson
What did you say? I said the Hamilton Inn, the hotels were full of people in town. They were organized. Let me tell you how I know they're organized. Because they had rental cars in there. They had one whole wing of the Hamilton Inn that they changed rooms. People flow in, got the rental cars, flew out. They had their own clothes. They got instructions. They got directions. Those handmade signs were produced for them by a group of people in St. Louis, and they were organized. They were advertising on Craigslist to come in. The same thing in Oakland when they had the Berkeley riot. The same thing. They had instructions.
Okay, so
I have a videotape.
Okay, go ahead. Finish your point.
I have a videotape that I recorded myself in Raleigh-Durham, where Black Lives Matter was meeting before their nightly riot, and I'm talking about how they're going to wear their little mask on their face for COVID, and they're going to pull the mask up at a certain time, have their axe handles in their pocket, in their pants leg, and they have the bricks, brother. I was amazed because the cops were sitting there also. I'm standing next to a cop car recording them at this restaurant, outdoor restaurant, as they're planning what they're going to do that night. That's my evidence.
Hold the thought. We've got to go to a break. Can you hang on a second?
Absolutely.
All right. 844-967-2789. My guest is Mr. Clarence Mason Weaver. He's the author. He's an author, amongst other things. And what was it you did for Donald Trump? You gave him what?
We formed the Black Bosses for Trump Board of Advisors for Donald Trump.
Okay. Listen, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Your place to play. Visit our website for more information. Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. We'll be giving away a vacation.
vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of July, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on July 29th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Amitakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Amitakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 87. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 66. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 90. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Turning cooler Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 78.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text me at that same number. My guest is Mr. Clarence Mason Weaver, and he has written several books. He clearly was an advisor to then-President Donald Trump, and he's here to clearly state that the Republican Party has done, you know, many things for blacks. And let me ask you, sir, so if the Republican Party has done so much for black people historically and also in recent history, why do you think such a small percentage of black people are part of the Republican Party? Are they all unaware of the great things that the Republican Party has done for black people?
Before I answer that question, I want to clarify something about the purpose. You asked me how did I know they're out of town
right.
people. Immediately after the riot started, I went to St. Louis almost every night, and they put out a report about those who were arrested the first couple of nights. It was, 97 people arrested. 94 was from out of town. That's how I know that.
Now I have to respond to that. You know,
yes.
you can point out Ferguson, but when people point out what took place January 6th in Washington, D.C., and the greater percentage of those people who were there certainly didn't live in Washington, D.C., sir. Yeah, so there's no point to be proven.
They were coming to Washington, D.C. for inauguration. They were coming to
What do you mean they were coming to Washington?
I got you, brother, man. But you cannot compare January 6th. There wasn't a riot. There was no burning.
Sir.
They didn't turn out a community.
Sir.
But what you could do
sir.
Is the month before, Washington was closed down by protesters.
The streets
were burned down.
Sir, no, there wasn't any looting. They were at the Capitol. How could they?
The Capitol Police. Led in, escorted in by the Capitol Police.
Nancy Pelosi
turned down Donald Trump's effort.
They were not led in entirely and wholly by the Capitol.
Did you see the videos?
I've seen them all, including the fabricated one by.
Fabricated.
Yeah, the one fabricated. By what's the guy's name on Fox News?
Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson.
Yes, you think that one was real, right?
Absolutely true. Absolutely true.
So I don't see how we can have a legitimate conversation if you are going to state that the video that was created by Fox News and Tucker Carlson somehow was the truth.
Wait, are you saying that the House Speaker did not give Tucker Carlson the videos?
Yeah, the House Speaker. The House Speaker gave him the video.
The House Speaker gave him the video.
Yeah,
he got the video, by the way, from the House Committee on January 6th.
Okay, so, sir, let me ask you. Well, then where did the videos that all of us, the majority of the American people, where did they come from? The ones that showed
the same committee. Sir, they came from the same committee. But they were cut.
Which one?
You saw the unedited.
The edited video, sir, was the one that we saw on Tucker Carlson that didn't show people doing anything wrong. That was the edited video.
That was not edited.
Okay, so
it was edited, sir. What was edited is when you saw the St. Louis congressman running out of the place. That's what you saw on the House committee. He's running out of the Capitol.
Sir.
But what you saw with Tucker Carlson was all of them running out. Go back and did you see it or not?
I've seen plenty of them. But let me say this. We may not be able to even come to any agreement on that, but I will ask you.
Well, it's just evidence.
The people who were busting the windows and beating the guards, was that fabricated? That wasn't real?
Beating the guard. Brother. January the 6th is open to anybody with the eyes to see it. This is a foolish conversation. Discuss the evidence right in front of your face. Donald Trump offered the National Guard to Nancy Pelosi. She turned it down.
Why would Donald Trump offer the National Guard?
Him.
Let me know. You're the guy who's had conversations with him, sir. Why would Donald Trump offered the National
Guard.
Hold on. Let me make my point, and I'll give you a chance. Why would Donald Trump offer the National Guard if those people were coming in peace? Why did he do that?
Let me answer your question or not. Because you always have security and National Guard at every inauguration, everyone you had, including his.
Sir, he had already lost. So how can they be there?
I know, and it's normal procedure to have it. And he offered it. She turned it down. The question is, why did she turn it down? That's the question. The question is, why did the Capitol Police open the doors of the Capitol, put the gates away, and escorted them? The video escorted them through. The cop that was shot wasn't shot that day.
Well, you know, I mean, listen.
Does the record show that?
If you are asking me, sir, with all due respect, I'm a person whose vision is 20/80 without my glasses. So if you're asking me about that and I don't have my glasses on, I would agree with you. But since my glasses correct my vision to 20/20, and I watch this with my glasses on,
there's not a thing I can say to convince you. And I don't try to convince people like you.
Right.
I'm just talking to your audience, and maybe they'll go out and research and see if I'm true or not. So you're not going to believe everything I say.
Hang on. We got to go to a break. I see you. Clarence Mason Weaver is my guest. I see you, CJ. I'll come to you after the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm M. Nguyen. Authorities in Baltimore are now offering an $8,000 reward for information after 30 people were shot early Sunday. Two died, and Mayor Brandon Scott says,
"We're going to be here until we find them, until we hold them accountable, until they are held accountable for the actions that they took, because we cannot rest until they do so."
14 of the victims were under 18. 60 million people are under heat advisories across the country, and severe weather could impact holiday air travel, with more busy air travel expected. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will travel to China later this week. She'll be the latest Biden cabinet official to visit China in an ongoing bid to reduce tensions. Over 2,000 Israeli troops raided the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank. At least 8 Palestinians have been killed in the ongoing operation. More than 150 people were arrested on the sixth night of demonstrations across France. This is ABC News.
Pacific Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. In Northeast Wisconsin, police are investigating multiple drug overdoses at one address on Bellevue's Seville Drive. According to WBAY News, Brown County authorities got a call around 9 p.m. Thursday night that as many as 3 people had overdosed. Deputies administered Narcan. Patients were conscious when taken to the hospital, but the next morning, authorities received a call that there was another overdose at the same address. Despite medical attention, that person did not survive. No names, ages, genders, or even type of drugs involved were provided by authorities. The investigation is ongoing. If you like airplanes and beer, then you'll love this year's EAA a little more. AirVenture will have a special commemorative beer thanks to a partnership with Stone Arch Brew Pub. The Appleton company is featuring cans with 7 different labels, one for each day of the event. Each label will also represent a piece of history. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Darrell Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Clarence Mason Weaver. He's a safe to say historian. He's written many books, and he's a supporter, clearly, former President Donald Trump, and he's a proud member of the Republican Party. Let's go to the phone lines. And CJ, good morning. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thank you for taking my call. Mr. Weaver, I got to congratulate you, sir. And when you spoke of you were hurt, disabled, and you became successful without anybody's help, well, that's not the fact for most of America. They're looking for the man to help them. They're looking to the man to blame, the government, And I'm going to ask you a question that Earl will never answer, because Republicans were better off with Republicans in office. We're more prosperous. We're safer. And right now, it proves it again underneath the Democrat president. Were we better off? Was the black community better off with Donald Trump, with the investment zones and supporting the black colleges the way he did and doesn't get credit for it? And the Republicans helped pass the 1964 Civil Rights Bill with a greater percentage of vote than the Democrats, because even Al Gore Sr. tried to filibuster the Civil Rights Bill. Robert Byrd tried to shut it down. How big and how much are you trying to keep the possibility of the black community to work hard and to get out of the depression that the Democrat
I got you, CJ. You want to respond, Mr. Weaver?
I'm picking you, CJ. You're absolutely correct. Under Donald Trump, there was a historical large amount of money given to black colleges, of which all I can find, every black college I can find, from Howard to Tuskegee to Spelman, was founded by Republicans. But a record number of money, black people under Donald Trump became 72% middle class. That means we're paying for the same gas prices you're paying.
Hey.
We're paying for this. Are you going to interrupt me or what?
I'm not finished. Go ahead. Finish the point, man.
He asked me about the prosperity. The income levels went up of black people. The jobs, the new jobs in the black community was a record number under Donald Trump. Go ahead.
Sir, I can't let you give out erroneous information. I mean, for you to say that 72% of black people, you know,
that's middle class. Yes, sir.
That's absolutely untrue, sir.
Okay. I can talk about all day long.
Hey,
U.S. Census.gov.
Listen. I don't need to go to the U.S. Census or any of those things. I live in a city, where right now it's probably the worst condition it's been in for African Americans in every sense, you know, the Industrial Revolution came to an end. And Donald Trump was the president, how many years ago? 6 years ago. And you can't tell me that the city where I live that has somewhere around 40% of it, 50% of it, African American, that 72% of the people wound up living middle class when Donald Trump was the president. That's just not true. And it doesn't matter what statistics you want to cite and where you get your information, it's an absolute fabrication. Now, I don't mind you saying certain things. You have a right to say whatever it is you want to say. But to clearly just tell and say things that are not true, can't let you do that. And so, because you're leading people to believe, and black people aren't that stupid, that when Donald Trump was the president of the United States for 4 years, they were living, 72% of us were living middle class. And once Donald Trump left, the bottom fell out. No president inside of any 4 year period of time can change the dynamics of people's lives to that degree, because the president is one person. There's a Congress and a Senate that has to go along with him in order for those kinds of drastic changes to happen, sir.
My friend, by the way, you got the best bumper music in radio.
Thank you.
But my friend, I cite statistics. You don't. Now, every poverty person is counted. Every income is counted. Every death, every birth, every divorce is counted in one place only. The only place you can go for statistics on poverty. Go to the Census Bureau website and type in black community.
No, sir. That's the only way you can find it, brother.
Sir,
that's the only place you can find it.
I don't give a rip about what that says.
I know you don't.
Listen, you give no evidence.
I've lived in the city. Let me tell you about the ghetto. You spoke about the ghetto. You're right. In the hood, you won't find any jobs. In the hood, you won't find any banks. In the hood, you won't find, you know, nobody has anything going. Because the slave master wants that plantation to produce money for
him. Said Donald Trump changed that reality in 72%.
You're putting words in my mouth. Let me tell you again what I said. I'm the expert on what I said. I said, under Donald Trump, the black community, I said the ghetto, the black community, the black nation got to be 72% middle class. But what you didn't ask me was what was before Donald Trump. Black people were not poor. Only 25% were poor, period. 30% and sometimes were poor. Since the 1950s, our income has always increased. So we are doing better anyway, even under Democrats. But the Democratic-controlled neighborhoods, buddy, will always, always be poor.
So,
everyone will be poor.
So, sir, you know, you are...
Am I right or wrong? Name me a Democrat neighborhood that's not poor. You can't do it.
Now, listen. You're talking semantics, sir. Let me say this to you. You can't tell me that under George, because what you're saying is only under Republican leadership have blacks and their economic standards risen, and under Democratic leadership it's fallen. And I will go to you and say, I can go to George Bush Sr. I can go to George Bush Jr. I can go to Donald Trump. I can go, who did I leave out? Republican. George Bush Sr., George Bush Jr. What's the other Republican president I left out in between Donald Trump? There was another one. But you can't tell me, sir.
Me?
Huh?
I can't tell you. You can't listen.
Yeah.
So, I can't tell you.
So my point is, I didn't see the whims of people's lives change based on whether there was a Republican president or a Democratic president.
You're not paying attention, brother. Not paying attention. You see it every time you change administrations. Every time Republicans are in power, everybody, the whole nation, gets better off. Gas prices are low. I'm sorry.
Reagan is the guy.
No, I got to pick my point.
I know, but Reagan is the guy. Go ahead, that I left out. Go ahead.
Under Reagan, the last few years, under Reagan, there was a recession.
Hey, sir.
We're talking about why.
Sir. Ronald Reagan, when he came into office, the United States was the largest creditor nation in the world. When he left, we're the largest debtor nation in the world. Do you forget that when George Bush Jr. left, we were the Dow Jones was at 7,500. I mean, when he left, it was at 7,500 and falling. So when you make the statements that you make in absolutism, you're 100% incorrect.
Let me be absolute again for you, my friend. The Democrat Party owns every ghetto in America. Name one that you want more of. Because that's what you're going to get. It's the party of slavery. It's the party that invented lynching. It's the party that invented the KKK. It's the party that had the Klan march 1925 down Washington.
I have to say to you, sir, with all due respect.
That was true statement.
You are not going to get black people whose eyes are open. And this is why the Republican Party, Party continues to say, we've got to do everything within our power to try to bring black people under the guise and under the banner of Republicans.
Who says that?
After every election, Republicans say we are losing because we need to bring minorities
insanity.
Under our banner. Sir, can the Republican Party win consistently?
Let me ask you a question. Did we win with Trump?
Yeah, you did.
Did we win the House? Yes, we did. Bush won.
Yeah.
Every Republican won without black support. What are you talking about?
Well, so why don't they have black support, sir?
They do have black support. You don't count them. Let me tell you how this works. They come out, they say a poll, 95% of black folks vote Democrat. But they don't tell you where that comes from. I will tell you where it comes from. It comes from exit polls only taken in the ghetto. They don't count black folks in suburbs. They don't count black folks in the middle class.
Because the percentage of black people who live in the suburbs is so minuscule compared to
true.
The ones...
More black people live in the suburbs than the ghetto, except for certain cities, except St. Louis, Chicago,
come on,
or something like that.
Come on, man.
So why would they count? Why would they count only in Democrat neighborhoods? Why would they count Democrat districts only? That's not a fair poll. If you go out here to Naples, where I live, I live in Naples. It's the richest city on this side of Florida. If you ask black folks there, you get a different count. If you get down to Immokalee, inland, different count. It's not fair. If you're going to count black people fairly. The pollers know how to do that. They know how to be accurate, and they know how to be inaccurate. You're being misled.
So let me say this, because I've gotten this reiterate that the Republican Party of today is not the Republican Party of the past. I've said that to you many times. I don't have to tell you it is a fact. Hold on. It is a fact that the Republican has always been a party of division and worked for corporate America, the part that clearly represents millionaires and the white race.
You want to take one
by
part
policies.
Of the time.
Hold
you
on.
Take one part of the time.
Yeah. But policies sent with gentle effect.
Every statement. I'm not here to be lectured to. I'm just as grown as you are.
No,
say to me, let me answer it. Just give me a statement and let me answer it.
I just gave you one.
What do you want to say to me? You gave me three. Which one should I answer?
Answer this one.
See, the Republican Party is the party of prosperity for everyone trying. The Democrat Party is the party of slavery. They want to control you. They want to manage your life, trade your kids, everything else. So every time you find Democrats in control of any city, look at Detroit, man, before the Democrats took over, a bustling economic powerhouse of black people. They took over and became a ghetto. Look at Chicago. Look at any city. Philadelphia.
Hey, sir.
You cannot name me a city taking over
Democrats. Sir, what made Detroit a ghetto is that the fact that the manufacturing base of this nation was moved overseas.
Yes.
Agreed.
Why was moved overseas?
Because Republicans and Democrats both agreed to NAFTA. Okay? So for you to say
who signed NAFTA?
Bill Clinton did. But it didn't. It was bipartisan, sir. It was bipartisan.
The vote may have been. If you had two or three Republicans vote, you call it a bipartisan.
It was a bipartisan agreement.
Who took it away?
You just said, sir.
Who took away NAFTA? Who took away NAFTA?
What do you mean? Trump didn't take away NAFTA. NAFTA is still in effect. Hold the thought, sir. Hold the thought. Hold the thought. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Oh, now, baby, please. Don't you come back. What you trying to do to me?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game. It's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stops. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at witrafficsafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Hey, son.
How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 87. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 66. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 90. A blend of clouds and sun. High temperatures reach up to 83. Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. 77. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 78.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on WGBW.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Clarence Mason Weaver. And hang on, guys, I come to you on the phones. But this is according to the Pew Research, sir. The Pew Research you don't respect. It says 79% of Republicans, black Republicans, say they experience discrimination regularly. 80% of Democrats say they experience discrimination equal. 44% of Republicans say discrimination, black Republicans say discrimination is the main reason black people can't get ahead. 73% of black Democrats. 39% of black Republicans say equality for black people is a little or not a reality. 45% of Democrats. Black Republicans are about as likely as black Democrats to report frequent experiences of discrimination. About 8 in 10 black Republicans, 79%, say they have personally experienced discrimination because of their race or their ethnicity. This includes 20% who say they have experienced discrimination regularly and 59% who say they have experienced it from time to time. Similarly, 80% of black Democrats report experiences of racial discrimination either regularly or from time to time. So you say what, sir?
First, I want to go back to two points that I made. The discrimination, I don't know if they mean government discrimination or personal discrimination. I don't care if the waitress don't like me. I don't want a bill making it illegal not to even hire me. If there's a bill, yes, but if a company doesn't want to hire me, that's kind of their business. I marched in Oakland to get rid of the government requirements, the civil rights. I don't care if the guy likes me or not. But I mentioned a minute ago that the Capitol Police was offered by Donald Trump National Guard security. I'm looking at a report from Reuters that mentioned that unless you've been sleepwalking, let me go to that one. It's really important to understand the truth to protect was there to protect the supporters of Trump. I'll be honest with you, because those are the ones that were supposed to be rioting with FBI help. But under May 12th, President Donald Trump wanted National Guard troops in Washington to protect his supporters on January the 6th and ended an attack in the U.S. Capitol. That was the Reuters report saying that, not Mason Weaver. NAFTA, and you look back at a CNN report that came out, 2016, the U.S.-Mexican-Canada agreement takes effect Wednesday, fulfilling President Donald Trump's campaign pledge to replace NAFTA, one of the, he referred to as the worst trade deal ever made. He did both of those things.
Okay, hang on. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Jack, quickly. You say what, sir?
Well, first of all, the contention that there are huge gains in the middle class for blacks is completely refuted by a poll from the Pew Research Center. And it basically says that black adults in middle class were about 47% in 2021. This is a quote, about the same as in 1971. So there haven't been any real gains in the black middle class in the last 50 years or so. You know, people that cite statistics, I have no idea where some of them come from, but I certainly like to get my statistics from a more objective source. That's all I have to say, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bill from Oconomowoc.
Earl, great show again. To your guest, he hasn't cited one bill that Trump passed that was so overwhelmingly accepted by blacks that they had to renominate him. That he can't name, and if he can, that's why I'm going to hang up shortly, how the Republicans have helped the blacks. Now, if you don't think paying for their education or Biden's education bill could help blacks, you got to be kidding me. If you don't think some of the things that Biden has done can help blacks, but when you tell me Trump helped blacks, I've worked in the inner city with the Latin Kings. I've talked to people in the inner city. I was born in the inner city. And you're telling me what the inner city thinks that Trump is an electable president? I'm going to hang up because I can't wait to hear what he's got to say.
All right. Thank you. One more before we give you a chance to respond. Let's go to Bob. Hey, Bob. How you doing, sir? You say what?
Good morning, Merle. When Democrats get involved in something in the society, they put money in society to lift things up and to enhance life and raise the safety net. The Republicans in Wisconsin have been holding on to $7 billion and have not been meeting in the legislature on a regular daily basis.
Hey, Bob, I wish we had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Clarence, you want to respond to those?
Did somebody mention the Pew?
Yes.
My goodness, the only place that counts poverty is not a news research. The only place that counts poverty is the United States government. You got to go to the censusbureau.gov and look for yourself the poverty levels by race, by age, by gender, by occupation, by state. Find the facts. The only place you can find them is the United States government. Black folks get their money and power by being the same way white folks get it, hard work. No government program has ever helped anybody do anything except help the government grow. I went to school, and I got my education, and I went into businesses, and I could not work. So I have not worked since 1981. But I'm debt-free in America, where they're supposed to hate me, because I don't care who doesn't like me. I'm not a child. I'm not a dependent. I'm a grown behind man, and I'm going to lose some. I'm going to win some.
So
I'm
going to
do it my way.
Let me ask you, what percentage of black people do you think support Donald Trump?
I don't know. We don't count color, man. You guys right. do. I don't know. I do not know. But I'll tell you what thing. I've always campaigned to black people. In Trump's election, the first election, I spent $30,000 of my own money running ads in Chicago, Detroit, on Steve Harvey's show, matter of fact, on why would you vote Republican. I drove my motorhome 10,000 miles personally, not being reimbursed, from St. Louis to Tallahassee and back, campaigning, stopping at restaurants and gas stations, asking the questions, what benefits you best? I'm not looking for a date. I don't care if the president likes me or not. I don't care if the Republicans like me or not. I want to clean up opportunities for you and me to go out with our own intelligence and make our living
Let me do this, sir. Thank you. I'd like to do this again. I'd like to extend we'll get back at this, all right?
Take care, my friend.
All right, thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in...
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan.